Jim Comperoni knows everything about Michigan State. SpartanMeg.com, your go-to online, interactive, Spartan Athletics info source. Comp is standing by on the Meyer guest line. How you doing, my friend?
Hey, it's great to hear from you. It's good to be in the middle of college football season with a lot of interesting storylines. You know, some of the reasons that Michigan and Michigan State have went up in the rankings so much, of course, they're undefeated. But I heard a stat today that there's nine teams that were in the preseason top 25 that have two losses. Nine of preseason top 25. You start counting them, it's Wisconsin, Washington, Miami, Iowa State, USC, Clemson, Indiana. Two losses apiece just four games into the season. That'll reshuffle things in a hurry. It's hard to become undefeated. It's harder to stay undefeated. Like you said, what Bobby Bowden says, you're going to have one or two sleepy games a year if you're a good team. And if you're not a good team, you really have to buckle up. So now Michigan, Michigan State are in the ranks of the unbeaten. Team's going to be coming after them now.
Yeah, I'm not putting Michigan State in the, hey, we're going to win the Big Ten category just yet. But, man, I'm impressed with how prepared they are. That was a tough win. They found a way on special teams to get it done. They found a way in overtime to make plays. And you'll take the W if you're a Michigan State fan. End of story.
Yeah, and I came away impressed with Nebraska. I was talking about them last week and their defensive tackles, and the quarterback is difficult to play against. But, I mean, Nebraska dominated that second half. Everybody could see that. I'm wondering about Nebraska fans. They, in my opinion, Nebraska just needs to stay the course. I think they're heading in the right direction. Now they're going to have to change their quarterback for next year after graduation, I assume. But, you know, Nebraska was excellent. Like you said, they could have beaten Oklahoma if they had not missed two field goals and had an extra point returned for 2 points. They were right in there against the number 4 team in the country. Everybody thinks about Nebraska and how bad they looked in the first game in week 0 against Illinois. Everybody saw that game and they turned it over and they looked terrible. But that's not the same Nebraska team right now. If he can keep them together, I think that they will they have some surprises they can spring on people in the second half of the season, even though their schedule's kind of tough down the stretch. Michigan State, you're right, special teams and pulling out that, it wasn't really a trick play, but it was a well-conceived prank on that punt return when they absolutely had to have it because the offense was doing nothing, and they ended up getting that punt return for a touchdown and one first down in the second half, that coming in overtime to get the game winner. They pulled it out. They stole it. We'll have to wait and see whether they can bounce back and play a complete game starting this weekend against Western Kentucky, which is going to be another struggle, in my opinion.
Yeah, Western Kentucky, no pushover, and then at Rutgers and at Indiana and Michigan and East Lansing on October 30th. I like what the Spartans are doing. 16-17 in the two polls. They remain undefeated. You can follow everything Michigan State Athletics 24/7 at SpartanMeg.com. Comp, appreciate the update. We'll talk later in the week and preview Western Kentucky in East Lansing.
Sounds good. Four unbeaten teams in the Big Ten East. It's going to be intriguing to see how it all shuffles out. A lot of good football to come. Thanks a lot, Bill.